Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 8th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm good. Sorry, I couldn't find my loofah costume, so the t-shirt will have to do, but next time I'll do my best to remember.
Yes. Well, we all need loofahs in our life.
I don't know what that means, but I feel like you could make some sort of inspirational statement about it. Like, what does it mean to have a loofah in your life?
Hopefully it means that you're cleaner than otherwise.
Okay, never mind. This is taking a weird turn. Let's get back to the matter at hand.
We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And, we might break a record today. Shortest update of the season. There's not a lot to talk about.
Yeah, that's an understatement that there's not a lot to talk about. We were discussing this before the show, but the most exciting thing that happened today literally was not on feeds. So we can talk a little bit about that, but we didn't see it. So...
yeah, I accidentally woke up early this morning and I managed to get my workout in before the update. That's how little it took me, like 10 minutes to write my notes. I just had so much time before the podcast that never happens.
Yeah, I was not productive. I watched some music videos, so that's what I did with all my extra free time. But yeah, we'll get through it, I guess.
There you go. All right. So the feeds were down. I'm part of this. The feeds were down for half the day. And the feeds were down because some former house guests came and hung out with the... I still don't really understand the purpose of why they were there, except for... the ultimate big event that's gonna happen with two of them. But Josh, Paul, Danny Donato, apparently, Brittany, which is surprising, Derek, Nicole, and Victor all came to visit the house. Apparently they all thought it was so clean, which it really is. Like, they don't have ants. Sam, like, she keeps that place spotless. She's got nothing else to do because she's not playing the game.
And Angela's a loofah, so I think it all makes sense. Keeping everything clean.
There it is. Yes, but ultimately the big thing here is that Victor ended up proposing to Nicole, and I assume because there wasn't an immense amount of gossip, she did in fact say yes. So there you go, Victor and Nicole engaged, and she got into a relationship with Hayden in season 16. Two seasons later, by season 18, it was over. She got into a relationship with Victor right after season 18. Two seasons later, they're engaged. Boom. She's improved.
Oh, is that supposed to be an analogy to Nicole coming back and playing a second time and winning, and that she's able to come back and improve?
She's really great at her second shot at things.
Good for her. Yes. Oh, this is going to be a really fun filler moment. I don't know if the sarcasm is super clear, although I'm excited to see Brittany. I don't know. Maybe it could be because of some Amazing Race crossover promotion. I don't know, like, why this particular group of house guests were chosen.
It's a very random group of people. I guess that, like, most of them are quote unquote fan favorites.
Yeah, sure. However you want to define that by production of fan favorites. No, I mean, it was a very odd thing to have happened. A lot of people were suspecting that, oh, maybe it's a luxury comp. I personally was hoping for someone from that show, The Neighborhood, that we get promos for, Grover Johnson, to come in the house. But that was not the case. It was somehow worse than that. And it was a proposal.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will say, if they need something for a Sunday episode, I am more on board with filler where I get to see people like Danny and Brittany and have to sit through an engagement than I am for a dumb twist that's going to like mess up the game for 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like if I'm choosing between two evils, then I'll go with this one.
Okay, well then maybe you really should work on houseguestsonly.com to start getting more pairings, so then maybe production will just have more and more proposals. They'll just be like, oh, we don't have to do all these twists because we have so many people proposing.
Yes, so there you go. That was half the day is they talked about that. It was funny watching Tyler talk about these people after the fact, and he's that one, the Danny person who was that? The guy proposed to that girl. That was fun. Just pretending he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's always fun watching that.
Yeah. Tyler, the recruit, was in full force today, just pretending to be completely ignorant about who all these people were. So that was fun.
Yes. So then we got into the fake meat of the day. I guess you'd call it the vegetarian meat because it's not real meat. Casey and Haley are going to have a conversation. Haley wants to talk to Casey because she kind of understands that I'm probably going to go up in the block because basically I volunteered for it. And so she's like, can we talk? And Casey's like, I don't really have much to say. But Haley's like, well, I don't know if you know this, but Tyler talked to me about 50 billion times last week. So now it's your turn. So Haley, Casey's like, all right, we'll talk.
Yeah, it was a lot of reassuring Haley that, I like you. It's going to be OK, but I don't want to get any blood on my hands, you know, and then Haley just being like, yeah, I understand, but I'm still going to hang out with you the whole time to, I don't know, get some new form of reassurance. I'm not quite sure, but it was a lot of this.
Yeah. So Haley's, I understand that you need to put me up. Why? No, you don't understand. But Casey's like, yeah, I mean, it gets the least amount of blood on my hands, so I'm gonna probably do this. Hey, don't freak out, Haley. Don't freak out. And she's like, I'm not gonna freak out, but am I the target? Tell me if I'm the target. And Casey literally is just like, I don't really have any targets. Wait, what?
Yeah, I just, I don't really know. I don't have any targets. I don't want anybody to go home or whatever she was saying. It's like, I'm sorry, you must have a target. You are putting two people up on the block. But for me, Casey is just gonna Casey. But Haley, it was like, at one point, maybe you would think something would click that like, hey, maybe the strategy of like, oh, it's okay to put me on the block isn't working. And you could consider trying something else, but that doesn't seem to infiltrate Haley's brain in any sort of way. I don't know if Fessy rubbed off on her or she just has this. I people say that she's really smart, but just at least in terms of the game, I really don't see it.
I mean, I think people were saying she was really smart. I don't know if I've heard that in the last 4 weeks. But yeah, this is very bad. She has information that she can be using against JC and Brett. She's not using it. She's just I think she is so dead set against Sam that she's like, I am the best pawn against Sam. Like, I want to make sure Sam leaves the house. And, Haley's just so frustrating to watch nowadays.
Yeah, well, and that doesn't even make any sense. I'm the best pawn against Sam. Why?
It makes sense. She understands.
Yes, right. She understands and it makes sense. Yeah. Oh, my God. So feeds were down for, 5-6 hours, whatever, yesterday. They come back and this is the conversation I had to watch. And my other option was Brett, Tyler and Sam talking about, when a guy has confidence. And I was like, nope, not that either. So this was a disaster to come back to the feeds with.
Yes. So really just laying it on thick with Casey in the same way that this is the exact same conversation she had with Tyler last week. You're putting me on the block. Yes, but don't freak out. Okay, but am I the target? No, I promise. Okay, but I'm still not sure. I really want to make sure that you know that you can trust me. Okay, yeah, I totally do. I am on your team. Yes, I understand. Don't freak out. Okay, but I'm freaking out. This cycle and repeat and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't really know what else to say apart from the fact that you would think that something would sink in of maybe this isn't working. Fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, fiddle dee dee. Like, that is definitely Haley saying.
I think that's why she feels comfortable, because she's done this to, like, she did it with Fessy, she did it with Scotty, now she's doing it with Sam, and she's like, this is just how it works. I think in Haley's head, she thinks that this is what's been saving her every single week. She thinks that she's been doing an amazing job socially of getting in with the women and convincing the HOH to keep her because she's on their side, and that her sucking up and that her over the top praise of them is working, and that like this is how she's going to survive this week, not realizing that it's just like, no, we were just saving you for last because you're the least threatening.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that helps to better understand maybe where she's coming from, but still, yikes.
Yeah. So Casey's going to talk to Tyler and let him know that she had a conversation with Sam, I assume when the feeds were down, she let her know that she was going to go up, and Sam said they're all good. She knew it was coming. She's fine with it. They just need to make sure they reassure her a lot. And, you know, it's a sad day when Sam needs less reassurance than Haley.
Yeah, exactly. But it was fun to see Casey essentially just continue to tell everybody, just make sure that, you know, Sam knows she's good. Sam knows that she's okay. So they really are wanting to make sure that she feels comfortable as the pawn, that she knows she's the pawn. And that is sort of the plan from level 6 the entire day.
Yeah. Angela, Casey, and Brett were talking at one point, and Angela asked if Haley thinks she's the pawn. Such a repeat of that. No, I did not tell Haley that she was the pawn, but I did imply that she was the pawn. So Haley's going to go around thinking she's the pawn, like Scotty, who went around thinking that he was told he was the pawn, even though he was never told he was the pawn. I think Haley's in the same spot now, where like, oh, that was a good conversation with Casey. I'm the pawn. She basically told me I'm the pawn. But then Casey's going to be like, I never told you you were the pawn. What are you talking about? And, you know.
What is okay, so this is like the next strategy, or the next evolution of strategy, right? Because it's like, okay, I'm gonna be the pawn, pawns go home. Now it's like the person who was thought that they were told that they were the pawn and thinks that they are the pawn but is not the pawn goes home. I don't know, somehow we're gonna see the next level of this. Again, not particularly exciting.
Yeah. So then the nominations are gonna happen, and Casey nominates Haley and Sam, unsurprisingly, and Tyler's gonna check in with Sam afterward. He apologizes for not having a chance to talk to her prior to the nominations, that he like, so I just didn't have a chance, but this is not what I wanted, this is not my ideal situation, you know, you're safe regardless, you know that I've got your back. Haley's gonna leave. Sam says it's fine, you know, Casey talked to me, Haley's the only person I don't trust in this house, and she's on the block next to me, so it's all good. And they're like, cool.
Yeah, this is part of that great level 6 plan to just reassure Sam that everything's okay. And then Tyler getting his own little personal social game in there with, oh, this isn't what I wanted, but you're going to be okay. It's fine. You have nothing to worry about. So again, just continuing to reassure Sam that she's going to be fine.
Yes. Then Brett is going to talk, or JC is going to talk with Brett. Just a couple times they're going to check in, because again, they're keeping their mouth shut. Keeping their mouth shut this week. JC's like, we need to win the veto, because if Sam or Haley win the veto, it's one of us on the block. And by one of us on the block, I mean, it's going to be me. Damn it.
JC. Yeah. Yeah, that's the great way of saying, you know, oh, us, we're, you know, going to be in trouble, with a sense of like, oh, OK, if they feel like they're in trouble, too, then they'll definitely go along with our plan. It's us, we. But really, it's just JC trying to save his own butt, being like, well, if we don't win, I go up. So let's win.
Yes. Casey is going to talk with Tyler. She lets Tyler know that the plan is, if Haley or Sam win the veto, JC will, in fact, be the replacement nominee. However, Sam would still be the target over JC or Haley, of course, if she remains on the block as well. Tyler says, man, JC and Brett are so frustrating. They keep coming to me, telling me the same. They're still doing it. They're blaming each other, talking about going after you and Angela. And they're like, oh, no, Brett's doing it. Oh, no, JC's doing it. And Casey was like, well, do they know that that the other person is coming to you too? And he's like, no, they both think they're both telling me the exact same thing, and they don't realize that the other person is telling me the exact same thing. They're blaming each other for it. And I think Tyler is, he's trying so hard to get Casey to see that Brett has turned on them without like outright being the source of that information. But then Casey's just like, nah, I think Brett's fine though. It's level six. We're loyal to each other. And Tyler's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but okay. Okay.
Yeah, for a lot of credit that Casey gets in the game, I think it's because she's been on the right side of everything, never has really had to go up against any sort of adversity, and has been benefiting from her alliance members around her. Because I think when we really look at how Casey views the game, she's definitely off a little bit on reading things, especially in terms of how the end game is going to play out, because she's like, oh yeah, I can't wait till we get to final five, and then we can tell JC that the four of us level six have been working together since day three. Sort of not really thinking like, oh hey, maybe people might turn on us. Like, I don't know if Casey really realizes what's going to happen when we get to the end game, that people are going to have to turn on each other. So I don't know if this is a fundamental misunderstanding of gameplay, or if she just doesn't really have any intuition when it comes to how other people are behaving. But she is just very much like, yes, Brett is super loyal. It's the four of us to the end. And that has sort of been her vision since, you know, the beginning of the game. And since nothing has really challenged that, she still continues to believe it.
Casey, I'm going to continue to make this compare. Casey is Cody Calafiore, like down to, she's going to pick Tyler over the guaranteed win in the final three. She's just like, she was helpful in getting to the end. I think honestly, Cody might've even been a little more effective in the game. I think Cody had a little bit more of a killer instinct to him. Cody was never as convinced that the allies were loyal. She is like a more loyal Cody Calafiore. Like not only loyal to, like extremely loyal to Tyler, but like deathly loyal to the alliance as a whole. She came into this game and she wanted to play, you know, get a team, stick to the team, go to the end with the team, pick a person in the team, stay loyal to that person, win the game. And there you go. It might work.
Yeah. Too many team sports. Yeah. Get her in something more individual. I mean, I think it's funny that I was like, oh man, I really like Casey. Like, Casey's great. I can't wait for her to, you know, sneak in the end and then, you know, pull off some move and win. And I realized that that's not going to happen. And I think if she were on a different season, I would be like, oh my gosh, she's just one of Paul's minions. Hate Casey. So I think it's interesting to see her in a different context, how she's being perceived. But the truth of the matter is the fact that, yeah, she's just blindly loyal. And if Casey were put in a position of power towards the end, I have no idea what she would do. I mean, Tyler to the end, right? Like, yeah, that's her final two.
I am like 98% sure at this point in time that there is no situation where she doesn't choose Tyler to go to the end in any scenario. You know, we talked about it from the beginning of the season. She has the potential to be a good player, but she has zero killer instinct, and that is preventing her from seeing that Tyler is a shark, and that's preventing her from seeing that Brett is turning on them. And it might work out this season because of the circumstances, but most of the time this player is, you know, taken out with the rest of their alliance. You know what I mean? That she's very lucky that this was a very successful alliance.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, it's being very results oriented if we think that she is, a great game player by any means, because it just worked out for her and she was able to get here, because she definitely has a thing of like, oh no, Brett is definitely loyal. Like, she very much firmly believes in this loyalty that she's seeing. And that is sort of blinding her in terms of how the other players are behaving.
Yes. So they continue to talk, so on and so forth. JC and Brett are going to talk afterward. JC is he's annoyed, of course, at Angela and Tyler. They're in the room together alone. Oh, so romantic. We need to get her out of here.
Yeah, it's so romantic. I just can't believe they're in the bedroom alone together. And then I think like at the similar time, Angela was just like, I can't believe no one has come in and disrupted us yet being alone in the bedroom. But yeah, and JC was, you know, super excited that Brad had almost won the HOH, thinking that then he would take a shot at Angela. But obviously, JC is a little bit, why are you so obsessed with me, with Tyler? And so he clearly, you know, same old story, wants Angela to go.
Yeah. And Tyler and Angela are flirting and canoodling away and talking about, you know, they're giggling to each other and making fake, you know, bed shapes and, you know, all that stuff. Nothing of importance.
Yeah. Talking about they're going to hang out when the show ends. Oh, boy. Yeah. So much fun.
You're going to have matching loofah sets.
Yeah, right. They can get definitely matching costumes. The Summer of Stein is very much onto this, predicting that Tyler would be the one to wear the loofah, Angela's loofah costume. But she's been in a couple other costumes also, so he might have some choices.
You know, it's funny. They did talk about how he feels like he must have seen her somewhere in Hilton Head, because he was like, we must have been at the gym at the same time together, because I think they went to the same gym. Like, I feel like I recognized you. I thought you were famous. Like, I knew you from somewhere. Come on. He saw her as the loofah.
Definitely Party City famous. She, yeah, needs to go back to Party City where she belongs.
Yes.
That's for sure what she's known for. I think Rachel was also on a billboard in Vegas somewhere. So this sort of obscure fame is something that seems to follow some of the other house guests around as well. It's a theme. Yeah.
So Brett and Casey are also going to talk a little bit. Brett's going to, you know, push his own agenda here a little bit. They talk about what would happen if Haley won the veto and JC went up next to Sam. He's like, so who would go in that spot? Clearly wanting to make sure it would not be JC. He thinks Sam should leave. They talk about, like, you know, if Sam left, JC and Haley would go after each other. No, they wouldn't. But he's saying that, almost to the point where, like, you know, if Sam left instead of Haley, then JC and Haley would be going after each other, and that would be kind of good, right? Mm-hmm. And Casey was like, he was like, yeah, you're right. No, I mean, Haley's just, she's much better at competitions and all that. Like, he was floating some ideas out there, but they did not go anywhere.
Yeah, no, that's what Casey's just like in her mindset, and it's not going to change. Brett does talk a little bit about throwing JC under the bus, about JC floating. And so maybe this is where Casey is getting the Brett is so loyal, you know, that he's willing to throw JC under the bus. So maybe that could explain a little bit of it. But yeah, in terms of any other ideas, Casey was definitely not biting.
Yeah, Brett is going to like push very, oh yeah, four of us to the end, level six, day three. Fight it out at the end. So good. You know, repeat for like 20 minutes. So that's all it takes to convince Casey. Like, just level six. Yes.
Yeah, the civil war that I think a lot of us were hoping for, really, that time has come and gone, because I think it needed to happen earlier to be super dramatic. But I
think Brett is, if he wins the HOH, he is 100% putting Casey and Angela on the block.
Yeah. But I mean, I think still, even though it's like it's coming closer towards the end, because I feel like you need a little bit like a couple more numbers. I mean, I guess he could potentially, if he's going to pull over Sam, but Sam is such a wild card. If he does have JC, like, that would be a benefit to him. But still, I mean, I think with Angela, between Angela, Tyler and Casey, like, just the fact that they're so good at comps, you know, it's the percentage, the likelihood, I think, is much lower.
Of Brett winning.
Brett winning and sort of the civil war that we were all thinking might happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I never thought Brett was going to win the civil war. I just thought he'd make a dent.
Right. Oh, okay. Win maybe one battle, but definitely.
Yeah, I already sold my Brett stock. That's But I think it will be exciting to watch Casey realize that Brett has in fact turned on level six and all of that stuff. The battle back really screwed with us, unfortunately, but it should be an exciting stretch down the road, unless you're like a Brent type who's just going to be super pessimistic about the fact that
but there's no Faute members left. So there you go.
Is it supposed to be a Brent impression?
That was a Brent impression. Yeah, it's not quite solid. As deep as Fessy, but it's a similar whiny tone. Yeah, because I can see him in the chat, and that's exactly how I'm reading his messages.
Oh no, give up on the season. Give it up.
Yikes.
I'm a realist.
Just read his comments. I think that's fine.
There you go. That was basically the day. Not much else.
No, I wish I was, do you have anything else to add? Nope, I don't think so. I mean, that was pretty much all of the quote unquote exciting stuff that happened today. This is going to be really straightforward. Even if, let's say, Haley or Sam do win veto, I mean, JC will go up on the block, which that is a thing that I'm excited for, because I think seeing JC up on the block, knowing sort of how panicky and manic he is, I think that would be fun to watch. So that's the thing that Team Good Feeds, I think, is hoping for, myself included. But other than that, it's going to be a little bit of a straightforward week.
Yes. Really, apart from that, not much to talk about. There were some Scotty exit interviews, and Scotty talks about feeling like he had initially thought that JC was playing a good game. Now he feels like JC is a coward. He feels like Casey is a hypocrite. He doesn't like Casey's game either. And in general, he sounds very bitter toward basically everyone in the house, except for Haley, of course. Maybe he wasn't super down on Brett. And he actually didn't seem as down on Tyler. He seemed mostly down on JC and Casey. He's very, very bitter toward them. But man, the thing that bugs me about Scotty, apart from just like the way he left, which was, what it was, and they went in detail about it, in Summer of Stein, but in his ex interviews, he continues to say like, oh no, I knew immediately that I was the target. As soon as the weekend came, I knew I figured out I was, even though Tyler was telling me that I was the pawn, I knew I was the... What are you talking about? He is the worst revisionist, like, house guest I have ever seen. Literally, like, when he was in the house last time and he got evicted and he turned on Haley, and then literally like 5 hours later was like, oh no, it was all a scheme. It was all a scheme. I never really turned on Haley. Like, we know, we saw. You can't fool us. Why are you telling us in the ex interview things that we know to not be true? You can't lie to us.
Fake news. He's got a really bad case of revisionist history-itis. I don't know if that's Scotty's coping mechanism for the things that have happened to him in his life, and so this is what he just goes with when he's in times of stress or can't really handle the situation. But yeah, it's pretty bad. He's super bitter, and definitely is just sort of changing the way that he perceived things or the way that things went down to make himself look or feel better.
Yeah, it's like, I could intellectually understand why people were really mad at Paul last season. But now I'm feeling it. I'm like, this is it. Scotty is Paul right now, and he's trying to tell me things that are not true that I know to be true. And I'm like, why are you doing this? This is so frustrating. Yeah. I would not vote for you in the final two, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, it's just no matter how much he believes his lies, they're still lies. And so when he tries to tell you that they are truth, obviously that's not going to mesh because you know that it's not true. Scotty coming back was just so bad for him, his game. I know that Real Vegas for sure tweeted some stuff out about like, oh, Scotty's, never going to come back, blah, 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 whatever. I mean, I feel like Scotty was never going to come back anyway because the show really had no idea what to do with him. And then also his very very bizarre manic behavior adds to that. So I don't think we're ever going to see Scotty again. So at least, Taryn, if you can get through this, you will probably never have to deal with him again.
Yes. Vegas did tweet out that he is blacklisted for what he did on the live show. That you I don't know if they said very safe to say Scotty will not be invited back to any CBS productions. He was actually in a good spot with producers in production until last night. Shot himself in the foot if he ever hoped to be on CBS again. Very unfortunate for his fans. He pulled that stunt. I don't know if was he really in a good spot before then.
That's like, what I was saying. Yeah, no, I don't think he was in a good spot. Maybe for like the TKO knockoff that we're going to get. TKO KO. So maybe that'll happen. But yeah, no, there's no way that Scotty was going to come back. I mean, again, we could tell with the editing that the show didn't know what to do with him. And from Julie's interactions with him, I just can't imagine that he was somebody who was at the top of their list or in good standing to bring back for any CBS production.
Yeah, like he never brought anything to the show. Like, you know,
like, Scotty will challenge you on that. You should just look up his revisionist history of the way that the season went. Scotty brought so much to the show.
Yeah. And I mean, Eric Stein broke this news in the Summer of Stein prior to Vegas breaking the news. Just so everyone knows, it was called Common Sense. Scotty yeah. really pissed off production. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm pretty sure if they have to bleep your live eviction speech and then you go on to just sort of babble incoherently to Julie, then probably you're not going to come back.
All right. Brent is in the chat talking about apparently a 20-minute private DM with Vegas. Oh, man.
Fancy.
I didn't realize Brent had an alliance, a secret alliance with Vegas.
It was after you did that really bad impression of him. He was like, I gotta get back.
I'm pretty sure it's the best impression anyone's ever made of Brent. Just saying. It's yes, the most accurate. All right. So there you go. That's what we've got for you. Like I said, slow day.
Yeah. Again, an understatement.
Yeah, we've got veto competition today. If Haley wins it, we could see a little bit of drama. I think JC will definitely be freaking out all week if he goes up on the block. And then wait for the double eviction.
Yeah. Yep. Wait for the double eviction. That's a pretty good idea for this week. It's going to be interesting to see if anything, any sort of, you know, musings from Brett come out. But I think we're in for a little bit of a slow week.
Yes. All right. So there we go. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Liana is at Liana Boris. You can find me on Twitch. It's linked through my Twitter. Or you can find it by searching on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the feeds. And of course, what happens with the veto and all of that. Brent says he's praying for a Haley veto, but sorry, you've already given up on the season, Brent. So it's too late.
Well, I don't know. Maybe his prayers will be answered. I heard that he had a 20-minute conversation with Vegas.
Ah, that's true. He can maybe get Vegas to influence production, as we know that they're very influenceable and rig outcomes and such.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is what happens when there's nothing to talk about. We're just wherever we want to go.
Yeah, oh boy. Next time I'll work on my impressions to really bring my A game for the next podcast.
What's your best Brent impression?
Oh my God, no, I don't have a good breast. My favorite Brent impression is when he's trying to do his hetero voice and he's just like, yeah, oh my God, oh yeah, well, we're going to go and we're going to do the thing. Uh-oh, I'm in equal trouble. All right. Taryn, I think you and I need to make an alliance.
I think so.
Out of self-preservation.
All right. Thank you everyone for joining us on this lovely morning. I hope you guys are gonna be able to get plenty of things done, because you don't have to listen to updates as long. I don't know.
Yeah, go be productive. Go clean your house like Sam. Get the ants out.
There you go. If what is it? Eight? If seven former house guests just showed up at your door, you want them to compliment you on your cleanliness. So make sure it's there.
Yeah. Or do some early Halloween costume shopping.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys so much. I will see you next time.